Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Radio Bulgaria presents History Club.
The archaeological survey of the medieval Bulgarian fortress of Urvich near the capital Sofia has been going on this year as well. The Sveti Ilija Monastery has been researched in the course of the excavations mentioned in Historia Slovenobulgarskaya of monk Paisius of Hilanda, a work that played a huge role for the national revival in the years of the Ottoman rule. The only concrete toponym pointed out in the book is the fortress Urvich with a monastery, situated in the canyons near Sredets, which is Sofia's medieval name, says archaeologist Professor Nikolai Ovcharov. He heads the excavations along with Associate Professor Boni Petrunova. The monastery was demolished in the 18th century during the Austrian-Turkish War. This year's findings at Urvich belong to different time periods, which is easy to be explained. There used to be a fortress there from the late antiquity in the 5th century. An interesting metal image of a warrior in attack was found there, along with coins from that time. A silver Aspra coin from the rule of Bulgarian Tsar Ivan Alexander, 1331-1371, was among the artifacts along with a woman's jewelry for the head. However, the most majestic object is the big gold coin coming from the court of Indian Sultan Muhammad bin Tughluq, 1325-1351. The latter was famous with the fact that he managed to unite India, despite the 22 uprisings against him. However, the big sultanate fell apart after his death in 1351. The curious thing is that the ruler was close to the Sufi, the ascetic mystic people. How did the coin come here anyway? According to Nikolai Ovcharov, the most probable version is that after Timur conquered India and continued with his expansion to the west, that happened with the arrival of his warriors to Asia Minor or relatively close to Bulgarian lands. The research has been funded under the culture program of the Sofia municipality. The initiative for the revealing of the monastery belongs to the Kopenbeg NGO for archaeological research and environmental protection of archaeological monuments. The National Museum of History has been taking part in the project as of this year too. Students and lecturers from four universities took part in the excavations. The ones in Sofia, Шумен, Пловдив, and from the new Bulgarian University in the capital city.
We're really thankful to the team that has been researching this really interesting fortress for years, and with a great success we can't hide it, says Todor Chubanov, a deputy mayor of Sofia municipality. The spot is one of the most interesting, as it combines different epochs from late antiquity to the very interesting medieval ages in Bulgaria. Sofia municipality has been systematically developing this and other projects, being fully aware of the fact that one day these places should be among the tourist attractions of the city, part of the major complex of Sofia Mount Athos, says Mr. Chubanov. According to director of the National Museum of History Božidar Dimitrov, the Urvich fortress should be restored at least partially. The church should be restored as well, in order to become a temple which serves to God.
On Radio Bulgaria, you've heard History Club.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.